The future of reporting now.
This is Concordia News Radio.
Good morning. It's currently 1 degree at the Loyola campus of Concordia University. I'm Matthew Skellhorn, and here are today's headlines. Vaccine passports. Now you can leave home without it. Hydro shocks your wallet, and a call for Quebec to help the poor. As of today, the vaccine passport is no longer a requirement to enter establishments such as bars and restaurants. Guillaume Laberge is joining us live from Le Frier in NDG. Guillaume, things can be looking smooth so far.
Yes, it's pretty calm on this Monday morning. Nothing too crazy happening here. Although there are no more waiting lines to go in the restaurant and no more employees getting placed in front of the store and scanning people's QR code. I entered with ease and even got myself a breakfast. Everyone is seated and seemed to be having a good time without the restrictions. And then had this to say about it.
I'm hopeful in the very foreseeable future we'll get rid of the vaccine passport, which I think was useless personally. And getting rid of the masks, hopefully soon.
How are people feeling towards the vaccine passport being lifted?
Well, some people are happy about it. Most people are indifferent towards it, mostly because a lot of people had their vaccine shots already and didn't have any problems with it while it was mandatory and could go anywhere they wanted to. People are more happy about the idea of a measure being lifted rather than what was actually lifted. I spoke with general practitioner Michael Kalin, and this is what he had to say about it.
We still have not expanded indoor spaces. And as far as removing it completely, I think it is too early to remove it completely.
What would be the next step after lifting the vaccine passport?
The next logical step after lifting a vaccine passport would be to remove the mask mandate. Fortunately for people, this is something the government is currently working on lifting with the recent announcement of removal of the mask mandate somewhere in mid-April.
Thank you, Guillaume. The Canadian Space Agency was fooled by Wanping Zheng, a former engineer of theirs. Zheng is allegedly accused of using his status to help negotiate aerospace-related contract terms for another company in China. The Canadian Space Agency was reportedly warned three times about Zheng's reliability. All warnings were disregarded. There's a warrant for Zheng's arrest since December of 2019. It looks like we're going to be paying more for electricity. Hydro-Québec is allowed to raise its rates to match inflation. And with inflation spiking right now, so are hydro rates. As Adriana Gentile tells us, some people aren't happy with it at all.
Hydro-Québec announced that it's going to be raising their rates in order to align with the inflation for this year and for 2023. After profiting $3.5 billion in 2021, the corporation is calculated to take $600 million from consumers by 2023 if we continue with the ongoing law. Although they are allowed to raise rates, some think that it isn't right. Sylvie Debelfoy, a lawyer for Option Consommateur, feels that this is unacceptable.
At the moment, the inflation is so high that it will allow Hydro-Québec to have much more money than it actually requires.
Michel Cartier, an employee for Hydro-Québec, says that although rates are rising, they are among the lowest in Canada.
What I could say is we are still the lowest in North America for electricity.
Although Hydro-Québec is raising rates at the rate of inflation, most economists expect inflation to cool down next year, so consumers shouldn't be hit as hard in 2023. Adriana Gentile, Concordia News, Montreal.
The Quebec government is planning to widen Highway 50, especially near L'Ange Gardien. The single-lane highway has been the subject of many accidents since its existence. A ramp was installed in the middle of the narrow road 2 years ago to reduce the amount of collisions. A conference was held earlier today on road funding in Quebec. However, Highway 50 was not mentioned yet. This morning, spokesperson for Public Finances Ruba Gazelle gave a press conference to present Quebec Solidaire's pre-budget expectation for 2022. This comes at a time where the Quebec government has been spending money by giving it to many different sectors. Reporter Kayla Milo Costa has the details. Kayla, how has the Quebec government been spending their money?
Recently, the government of Quebec granted $100,000 in financial support to the municipality of Saint-Côme to repair sidewalks and install lighting and street furniture. The government also invested $176,149,000 for the next 2 years on different projects such as the redevelopment of Highway 55 in Bonacourt and the asphalting of Highway 255 at Kingsay Falls. This continuous large spending amount comes ahead of the upcoming general election on Monday, October 3rd, 2022, which political analyst Ethan Cox says is a ploy from Legault and his government.
Tried and true populist tactic to spread money around in advance of an election, and I think that's what we're seeing here from the Legault government. Well, it's, putting money around to try and get votes. Going to help people that the money is targeted at, I guess. It's about what you'd expect.
What does the government say that they're doing with the money?
Well, according to Ruby Gazelle, the money that the government is spending is going towards helping Quebec citizens in need. Therefore, she claims that the money went towards helping with COVID-19 and those who were affected by it, as well as the climate crisis.
Ça doit être un budget qui doit aider les gens, les personnes qui souffrent de plein des crises auxquelles on fait face aujourd'hui. On parle de la crise de la COVID qui a fait mal à notre réseau du système de la santé. On parle aussi de la crise climatique dans laquelle on a déjà les deux pieds dedans et qui est le plus grand défi de notre siècle. Pendant les deux dernières années, les Québécois et Québécoises ont fait énormément d'efforts et ils s'attendent à ce que le gouvernement de la CAQ prennent les grands moyens pour prendre soin des gens et pour prendre soin de la planète.
When will the government announce their 2022 budget?
Gazelle's press conference comes ahead of when the Quebec government will take its spring budget on March 22nd. Premier François Legault previously mentioned that his government was very conscious of the impact of inflation. This upcoming spring budget is expected to be the last for Legault's government before the provincial election in October.
Thank you, Kayla. The Red Hand, a coalition of social groups, are manifesting on Saint-Antoine Street in Montreal this morning. They are showing their demands to Quebec's financial minister. Here is Alexandre Tadeo with the story.
At 8 a.m. this morning, the Red Hand coalition of social groups and their supporters were manifesting in front of the financial minister Éric Girard's office on Saint-Antoine Street. There are now 8 days left for the financial minister to present this year's budget. The different social groups were citing their demands for the budget, as Alain Marois, vice president of FAE, was demanding bursary for more students in universities. Véronique Laflamme, on her hand, from Frappru, is asking for a solution for the social housing because of the inflation, saying that the government should stop making the rich people richer. She claims the government is forgetting the project in place for the ones in need of a home.
Puis la CAQ est en train de l'abandonner. Non seulement elle le sous-finance depuis 3 ans, mais est en train de privatiser l'aide au logement.
Katia Farah-Dinardo, representing the Quebec's Women's Centers, is demanding the financial minister to take in consideration the women in need. She claims that many women who are trying to escape their homes have no money to go elsewhere and to find a new place to live. She believes that if the financial minister is taking in consideration the women, it could help reduce the feminicides happening in Quebec.
Monsieur Girard et tous les autres qui vont suivre, on exige que le budget de 2022 prenne en compte la pauvreté des femmes.
The coalition also mentioned that they will be staying in front of the financial minister's office through all the day to make sure he understands their needs. But they have also deployed a nest representing the social safety net of the Quebec's government, saying and representing that it is lacking and there is a need to change. Alexandre Tadeo, Concordia News.
A car exploded at 4 a.m. this morning in Rosemere, 15 minutes west of Montreal. The car was right beside a house in the driveway, but firefighters arrived on time to prevent the fire from spreading. When the first responders arrived at the scene, they suspected the incident was crime-worthy. The case was then transferred to local police for further investigations. No deaths or injuries were reported. Tom Brady tweeted yesterday that his retirement days are over, just over 1 month after announcing it. Brady plans to return to play for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers for his 23rd season in the NFL. The 44-year-old believes that one day he will have to retire, but he confirms that it will not be this year anymore. Brady is the player with the most Super Bowl rings, and he is looking to extend that record. Warmer weather is reaching our skies as winter is near its end. We will reach a high of 3 degrees this afternoon with some sun until later this evening, where it will be as low as minus 3. The warmth will excel on tomorrow and Wednesday, where it will be as high as 10 degrees with bits of sun. The clouds will return on Friday with a temperature of 8 degrees. Expect rain and snow next weekend, although it shouldn't stick as it will be 4 and 5 degrees Celsius. That's your news to 11:30. Thanks for listening. For Concordia News, I'm Matthew Skelhorn.